Blog Talk Radio.
Romans 2 and 5, the righteous judgment of the Most High, who will render unto every man according to his deed, to them who by patience continue in some well-doing seek for glory and honor and immorality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath.
Great Luke,
you an African American? You believe that's your heritage? Do you know who you are? King, queen? Nigga with back? Do you shine like a star? Think they gon' tell us? We gon' expose them. They gon' take your life? So many secrets in the vault? Do this knowledge cost? Hop in the book tomorrow? Do you follow these laws? Do they still exist? Have time to wait? Do we have grace? Continue in sin? I'ma ask you again. Should we continue in sin? Christ is the way. Never gonna win. Tryna make it to heaven. Get there by sin. Follow the commandments. Everybody got choices. I chose this walk, so I keep on trying. Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and nothing can stop us. Everybody got choices. Righteous life, devil don't like that, nah. Everybody got choices. Choose the right path to save your soul. Never going back.
No.
Forward to the kingdom. Everybody got choices.
Is it cool to be gay? Did he make us straight? Is the Most High plan? You gon' learn today. Do you understand grace? Remember Noah's day? Did more than 8 people live? Will it be the same way? It's a broad way to heaven. It's a broad way to hell. You choose a death over life? You gon' change your life? Do you love these streets? Do you see police? You wanna get shot down? You remember my ground? You ever read your Bible? You wanna know your tribe? You know you more than a slave? Don't you wanna be saved? You ever been baptized? Wanna get in that water? Ever confess your sins? Ready to lift your hands? Amen.
Everybody got choices. I chose this walk, so I keep on trying. Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and nothing can stop us. Everybody got choices. Righteous life, devil don't like that, nah. Everybody got choices. Choose the right path to save your soul. Never going back.
No.
Forward to the kingdom.
Gonna choose the Most High or Satan?
To choose,
whose fight to choose from? You got to choose one. Who you gonna choose? Who you gonna choose?
Should I live a simple life? Should I repent and be baptized? Will Amalek ever be nice? Would our Savior crucified? Does this world love the Most High? Is the wicked gonna burn? Will he fall will forever? Will we ever get our turn?
To choose from, you got to choose one. Who you gonna choose? The Most High or Satan?
To choose,
whose side to choose from? You got to choose one. Who you gonna choose? Who you gonna choose?
Got to choose.
Alright. You're gonna learn today. Alright. You're gonna learn today.
Alright. Shalom, good morning. Baba Kwak Tawa, the ancient Paleo Hebrew way of saying good morning. And to the 12 tribes worldwide, Yahweh, Bahasham, Yahweh Shai, Barakatham. May the Most High and Christ bless you. Shalom, and welcome once again to another episode of ISBHPK Presents Bible Talk. ISBHPK is a network of schools located across America, dedicated to the awakening and the raising up of the 12 lost tribes of the nation of Israel here in America, to the so-called Negroes, West Indians, Puerto Ricans, Haitians, Dominicans, Cubans, North American Indians, Seminole Indians, Argentinians, Chileans, Brazilians, Colombians, Panamanians, and so-called Mexicans, those whose fathers are of Negroid, so-called Native American and Hispanic descent. Welcome. The ISBHPK has a website that you can check out at isbhpk.com. Again, that's isbhpk.com. And we, again, as I was saying, we have school locations all across America. Here in San Antonio, we have a school located at 4444 Walsham, street number 201, San Antonio, Texas, 78218. The priest of contact here in San Antonio will be the priest of Warner Iyer. And you can reach him at area code 210-862-2643 or priest Samshuan at area code 505-387-9609. If you'd like to check out the classes, they do have classes on YouTube on ISBHPK San Antonio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday starting from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And again on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. And a lot of times on the class on Friday, the brother Kevin Cobb, who's down in Guatemala, still doing missionary and evangelical work down in Guatemala, he does stream in live on Fridays, again, with ISBHPK San Antonio. So we invite you to check them out if you'd like to see their classes and see what's going on. And if you'd like to help the school here in San Antonio, we invite you to please go to the school, again, located at 4444 Walsham, street number 201, San Antonio, Texas, 72218. And draw up any donations that you might have to donate to help the school out here. I'm getting some text. 1 second. Don't leave nobody out. Hold on 1 second, y'all. All right, cool. If you'd like to have any donations you might want to provide to help the school here in San Antonio, it is deeply appreciated and welcome and needed. Anything from Bibles, apocryphals, dictionaries, encyclopedias, anything from computers, laptops, teaching aids, learning aids, student aids, paper, pen, pencils, printers, printer ink, printer cartridges, any pantry items. Food items that you want to drop off as a donation to help support the pantry, help support the school and the work going on here in San Antonio. Again, we invite you to please visit the school, 4444 Walsham, suite number 201, San Antonio, Texas, 78218. They also have two businesses established that help support the school. We need a little something for your money. If you check out Eastern Fragrances, located on the first floor, Rolling Oaks Mall, right in front of the Shoe Palace, there's a kiosk called Eastern Fragrances. Eastern Fragrances provides you the latest in perfume and designer cologne oils, perfume oils, no alcohol, and no chemicals. Check them out, and some of those beautiful Egyptian vase containers for your oil needs, as far as also oil burners. Check out Eastern Fragrances, again, located on the first floor of Rolling Oaks Mall. If you come from the front entrance by H&M, take it right there at the American Cookie Company. And the third kiosk in, right in front of Shoe Palace, is Eastern Fragrances. We invite you to come and check them out. And remember that once you buy a bottle from Eastern Fragrances, you get half-price refills. So we invite you, please check out Eastern Fragrances, located on the first floor of Rolling Oaks Mall, right in front of the Shoe Palace, all right? Another business that has been established here in San Antonio to help the school in San Antonio is On The Mark Moving, a moving company that provides the best and most safe and secure way of having any of your moving needs met. You got to move an apartment, a house, you got to move an office space. If you need to move a storage space, if you need to move something from the attic to the garage or from the garage to the attic, contact Anamart Moving, again, with Brother Shemshawan at 505-387-9609. Or they have an office located in Roanoke Mall also on the Dillard's end, the far north end of the mall. The Dillard's end, there's an office set up called On the Mark Moving, or visit the school, and you can get your price of what you need to move. It can be accomplished, and they also provide a service for some of the best prices in town. They provide a service where if you even need your something packed, if you need the bedroom packed, you need the living room packed, you need the house packed, you need the apartment packed, you need help packing, they provide that service for you at some of the best prices in town. Anamart Moving is licensed, insured, and bonded, so your move is definitely insured and safe. So if you have any moving needs that you need handled, please check out Anamart Moving to help support the school here in San Antonio. To be in contact with some of our other schools, please check out isbhpk.com. Please check out the website isbhpk.com. Where you find school locations and school addresses for our school in Houston, which is located at 231 FM Road 1092. Again, that's 231 FM Road 1092, Stafford, Texas, 77477. The priest of contact there in Houston is Priest Kwakwazap. Please text him. You can call him, but during class, only please text at area code 303-557-8979. To contact Brother Priest Kwakwazap there in Houston. They have classes you can view live also as well on YouTube at ISBHPK Houston, ISBHPK Houston, every Monday and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then on Fridays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., again, Central Standard Time. And then Saturdays at 10 a.m. And once again, for any of our school locations, if you have any donations that you'd like to help the schools out with, as far as, again, Bibles, apocryphas, encyclopedias, computers, printers, printer papers, or even your time. If you want to donate your time, contact the priest or contact the school itself, and get that arrangement taken care of. Our school in Norfolk is located at 2610 Granby Street in Norfolk, Virginia, at zip code 23517. And the priest of contact to reach out there is Priest Kazakia. All right, Priest Kazakia. And you can text him or get in touch with him at area code 757-300-4047. And you'd like to view the classes in Norfolk every Tuesday and Thursday. They do a Facebook Live every Tuesday and Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Tuesday and Thursday on Facebook Live from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Every Tuesday and Thursday on Facebook Live. You can watch them live on Friday nights. You can watch them live on Friday nights on ISBHPK Norfolk from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's ISBHPK Norfolk every Friday evening. You can also check them out, the Sabbath ceremony that they carry out on Saturdays starting at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time at ISBHPK Norfolk YouTube channel. Then our school in Rochester, we have a school in Rochester, New York, which is located at 1600 Lyle Avenue, suite number 1A, Rochester, New York, 14606. And the priest of contact there is Priest Zion Allah. All right, and you can reach your brother Zion at area code 757-762-3917. Again, that's 757-762-3917. All the priests ask that just during class, you have any questions, just text them. Don't call, just text, and they will handle what you got going on. If you'd like to arrange any donation drop-offs with them, please contact the brothers at the numbers that I gave above, and they can make arrangements for you. Our school in Rochester, you can also catch them on YouTube every Tuesday and Thursday at ISBHPK Rochester. That's every Tuesday and Thursday, starting from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at ISBHPK Rochester. And then, you know, on Saturdays, they have a Sabbath class also starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's for our school in Rochester. For those that might be in the Albuquerque area, we invite you to contact Brother Priest Aisha Wagazar at area code 505-218-4218. Again, that's Brother Aisha Wagazar at area code 505-218-4218. The Brother Aisha Wagazar is one hell of a man, hell of a counselor. And the brother also has a handyman service that he provides. No job too big, no job too small. Contact him for the price rates. The brother does excellent quality work. Again, you can reach him at area code 505-218-4218. If you have any questions about the Bible, any questions about health, any questions about anything, Brother Aisha Wagazar is always available. Again, text him or reach out to him at area code 505-218-4218. Again, and another business we have going on here, and again, for any of the business that I was just talking about, we invite you to please check out isbhpk.com. That's isbhpk.com. For our schools just in Houston, Rochester, and Norfolk, the monthly rent right now, brothers and sisters, comes monthly rent averages out to be $4,450 for those three schools, Houston, Rochester, and Norfolk. The lights alone, the light bill for those three locations is $850 every month, in addition to the rent. And then just to keep the internet going, to keep classes going live so everybody can join in and they can reach as many people as possible. The internet bill is $600 for the three locations. Excuse me, for the three locations. Again, any donations or anything that you can do to help with this, there's a Wells Fargo account that you can be accessed at the website. There's a Zelle account or Zelle. I never found out how to properly pronounce that word. But for now, I'm going to go my way, Zelle. And you can reach them at isbhpk@gmail.com through Zelle. And then on Cash App, you can reach them, the Cash App, at Cash App ISBHPK Donations. Cash App ISBHPK Donations. On the website as well, I forgot to mention this a little earlier, there's also connections to Tour of Creations, Sweet Ambiance, and Israel Wear. So we invite you to please check them out for the latest in home decor, decorative jewelry, fragrances, custom designed fragrance oils for men, women, and children, for the body, home, and mind, Sweet Ambiance, handmade soaps, handmade lotions, handmade beard oils. Check out Sweet Ambiance, again, through the website, isbhpk.com. And then, of course, to get your clothing up, men, women, and children, you want to get your Hebrew attire up to par or kept up or keep it in fashion, please check out Israel Wear on Facebook or through the app at on isbhpk.com. Proceeds from each one of those businesses go to help and support the schools in Houston, Norfolk, and Rochester. Here in San Antonio, we also have the EO Pure Therapy Event Center. The EO Pure Therapy Event Center, where we just recently hosted the wedding ceremony, the wedding feast between the brother Ariel Shalamov and his wife, Kalaya. It was held at the EO Pure Therapy Event Center, which is supported by EO Pure Therapy. EO Pure Therapy is located on the first floor of Orlando's Mall, directly diagonal from H&M Clothing Store on the first floor of the mall in the JCPenney wing of the mall. EO Pure Therapy provides the latest and quality CBD creams, CBD gummies, CBD tinctures, and CBD roll-ons. They also provide the latest and greatest, and custom-made perfume oils and cologne oils. They contain no water, no alcohol, and no harmful chemicals. They have dispensers. They have they provide oils for oil burners, oils for diffusers, or oils for in your bath water. All home, custom-made, handmade. They have wellness oils, including patchouli, lavender, eucalyptus, lemongrass, and sandalwood. They also have designer fragrances for men, women, for aromatics and unisex, and botanical hair growth, vitamin E enriched oils, which have ingredients including various flower oils, vitamin E, hemp oil, olive oil, coconut oil, almond oil, rosemary oil, tea tree oil, avocado oil, black castor oil, argan oil, liquid gold oil, jojoba oil, clary sage, castor oil, and you can add any custom fragrance or any fragrance to your beard or hair growth oil to make it smell specific for you. Again, all that is custom made right there in shop, and you can see it being put together for yourself. They also provide the latest in sugar scrubs, salt scrubs, and they can give you a demonstration right there in the store. Again, it's okay to EO Pure Therapy, which does keep the EO Pure Therapy Event Center up and running. So we invite you to please check out any of our various businesses that have been established to help keep this truth going and help keep this word going as many levels as possible. All right? At this particular time, I'd like to ask that this particular time, I'd like to read my list of brothers and sisters who might be in need of a little bit of extra prayer, as they might be going through some type of afflictions or infirmities as such. If you would like to have anybody that you know have their name added to the prayer list so that the saints, it says the prayer of the righteous availeth much, that we can go ahead and put them in our prayer request, that we pray for all the nation of Israel, we pray for all people, all believers around the world, but sometimes a little bit extra prayer is indeed needed. So, I'd like to ask everybody, if you please send up prayers for the brother Thalmon Racha and his wife Wardaya, as they've been diagnosed and here with some health issues here recently, some pretty extreme health issues here recently. So we want to keep the brother Thalmon Racha and his wife Wardaya. We'd like to keep them in our prayers. We ask that you might add it to your prayers. As they're definitely going through some health issues at this time, both of them. We'll send up prayers for the brother John Spann. We'll send up prayers for the brother John Spann, who was diagnosed with some a pretty serious condition. We want to pray for. Please add him to your prayer list, as he was diagnosed with some pretty serious health issues. That the Most High might be with him, strengthen his spirit, strengthen his faith in the scriptures, in the love, wisdom, knowledge, and power of the Most High. Please add the brother John Spann to your prayers. Continue prayers going up for Miss Catherine or Ma Dukes, the mother of Tazapa. Yeah, the priest Tazapa who teaches here every Tuesday for Tazapa Tuesdays. Continue prayers going up for his mother. She actually had surgery, and the surgery was successful. So continue prayers going up for Miss Catherine, that the Most High will continue and heal her, that he might get all the praise and all the glory and strengthen her faith and belief in those scriptures in the Most High. So continue prayers going out for Miss Catherine, otherwise known as Ma Dukes, the mother of Tazapa. Continue prayers for the continued recovery of the Sister Becky and Brother Daryl. Continue prayers of protection and guidance going out for the Sister Becky and the Brother Daryl. Continue prayers going up for all of my in-laws, the entire Lovett family, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law, and my sister-in-law, and all my nieces and nephews. Continue prayers going up for them as there's many health crises going on within the Lovett family. And the Most High might watch over, bless, and heal them and help them to recover from what they're going through, and that their faith in the scriptures and the power of the Most High might be increased. So please continue to add the entire Lovett family to your prayer list, that the Most High might help them through any of the diagnoses and the things that they've been afflicted with. The entire Coates family, is really going through it right now. Their faith is really being tested. We want to add continued prayers that their faith be strengthened and stay strong in the spirit, power, and love of the Most High, and that for many of the health issues that the entire Coates family has been diagnosed with and been hit with, that the Most High might recover them, that they might be able to give continued praise, power, love, and support, and strength to the Most High. So the entire Coates family, Continue prayers going up for Kazakia and his family, including Mr. Washington, as they're dealing with some health issues right now, where they're still teaching, still strong, still pushing. But we ask that the Most High might recover them from some of the health issues and heal them from some of the health issues that they're being afflicted with at this particular time. Again, that's to the brother Kazakia and to his wife, Shawashana. Continue prayers going up for Sister Anagasha, who has been diagnosed with many health issues. That you might please keep her in your prayers as well, that she might, her faith in the Most High, her spirit might stay strong, and that she might be recovered from some of the ailments that she's being afflicted with at this time. Continue prayers going up for the brother Dahawa Mayam there in Houston. You might remember, you do remember the brother Dahawa Mayam. If you're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, the brother is always posting some type of wisdom, some type of something. He's the brother that was hosting the Hidden Truth cable show out of Houston, who's been diagnosed with he had diabetes. Actually went down to the Dr. Sabi compound there in Ecuador, Central America, and he was healed of his diabetes. But the damaging effects of having diabetes since he was a teenager have left their mark, and he still has some very serious health issues as a result of the damage from when he had diabetes. So continue prayers for the brother Thalmo Mayam there in Houston, that the Most High might recover and heal him from some of the things that he's definitely going through, and continue to keep his spirit strong. For the brother out here in San Antonio, the brother Wes Beverly, his Hebrew name is Dahawam, one of the original founding members, one of the original members of the Sword of Truth that was established here in San Antonio back in 1991. The brother Wes Beverly, or Dahawam. Continue prayers going on for him as he's dealing with some health issues at this particular time as well. And for everybody who's been to San Antonio, you've met the sister Ayana. Ayana is the wife of a priest, Warner Iyer, here in San Antonio. When you meet her, she's always got a smile on her face, always has an uplifting word, always has an encouraging word. And you would not know it to look at her and from her presence that she's actually going through some very serious health issues at this time. So we ask that you please continue to keep the sister Ayana Banath Banyamian, the wife of Awana Iyer. Please keep her in your prayers as she really is dealing, and you wouldn't be able to tell, but she really is dealing with some very serious health issues. Please keep the sister Ayana in your prayers as well. We have some children that we would like to add to your prayers in our prayer list. These are special needs children. They were born with special needs, and we ask that you add it to your prayer list, that the Most High might fully recover them from the ailments that they have been dealing with since birth. We call her Cece, who is the daughter of Taza Pa. Continue prayers going out to keep her strengthened, keep her spirit strengthened, and that she might eventually be healed from the special needs that she has been dealing with since she was born. The sister Aisha Lee, baby Aisha Lee, who has been dealing with issues from the time of her birth as well. We would like to add her to your prayers, and to the daughter of Bonabon Kwadashaya Aliyah, who is born a special needs baby. And again, if you saw this little girl, especially at the wedding, she's a bundle, a ball of energy, a ball of fire. This little girl is the power of the Most High. And Aliyah, yes, she really is a powerhouse. But she is once born a special needs baby. So we ask for continued prayers and support and recovery for the sister, Aliyah. Continued prayers going out for my everybody's brother, friend, coach, priest, professor, counselor, the brother Taza Pa, who does host his show here again on Block Talk Radio, the podcast. Continue prayers going on for the brother Taza Pa as he's dealing with some health issues. And again, if you see him, you think he's Luke Cage. The brother's spirit is strong, but he's definitely dealing with some health issues right at this time right now. So continue prayers going on for the brother Taza Pa, Taza Pa Aria being his full name. Continue prayers going on for the brother Kudash Gabbar. Right? Continue prayers going on for the brother Kudash Gabbar. The Most High is helping him to recover from some of the things that he's going through at this particular time. The brother Kudash Gabbar, you see him a lot on Facebook. The brother is a historian. The brother is an archaeologist, an iconologist. The brother has got, he put out some of the most amazing history that I've seen. It's almost comparable to what the brother Karash pulls out. I mean, the brother really goes in deep and finds some gems. He finds some jewels. But prayers going out for the brother Quadash Gabbar. Continue prayers going out for the brother Yanawathan up there in Albuquerque, who's dealing with some medical issues. That the Most High be with him and strengthen his faith and his spirit in the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the Most High. Keep his spirit strong and help him to heal from some of the things that he's been afflicted with at this particular time. That's the brother Yanawathan up there in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Prayers going out for the brother Sean Quadash. Prayers going for the brother Sean Quadash out there in Florida. Sean Quadash is again, that brother who has no guile, that brother who loves the truth and supporter of every Israelite endeavor that can be imagined. The brother Sean Quadash truly is, he's a true brother, as his name says, as his name identifies. So continue prayers going up for the brother Sean Quadash and his wife. They've been stricken with some very serious ailments and as well, that the Most High would help them recover and strengthen their faith in the Most High by helping to recover and be healed of some of the things that they've been going through at this particular time. We also want to add to the prayer request, Sister Ruthie Mae Johnson, the Sister Ruthie Mae Johnson, who was diagnosed with breast cancer And let me read it again. I got the text here. She was diagnosed with breast cancer and let me just find the text, y'all. Let me find the text. She was diagnosed with progressive breast cancer, so we want to definitely keep her in our prayers. Again, that's the Sister Ruthie Mae Johnson, right? This is the Ruthie Mae Johnson, who is the mother-in-law of the brother Gabbar out there in Ocala, Florida, and his wife. Her mother. So please add to your prayers. Sister Ruthie Mae Johnson, who was diagnosed with progressive breast cancer, that the Most High would be with her, strengthen her, and help her, and keep her spirit strong, and her faith in the Scriptures and in the Most High, as her and her family are dealing with this diagnosis. Again, the Sister Ruthie Mae Johnson. To everybody everywhere, let me do this, and I started it. May the Most High, through His Son Yahweh Shai, please hear us. Hear us now. We ask you, Father, that you please send Michael and the archangels to watch over, bless, and heal everybody that we added to our prayer list. Watch over, bless, and heal all the nation of Israel and all your believers. But help strengthen their faith, strengthen their spirits with your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, with your power of love. Father, we ask that you please help them to recover from any things that they're going through and help them to endure the afflictions and the ailments that they're going through, knowing, Father, that you did say that there's no that you won't give anybody something they can't handle, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. We ask you, Father, according to the blessings of Aaron from Numbers chapter 6, verse 22, that the Lord bless everybody that we named. The Lord keep everybody that we just named. The Lord make his face to shine upon everyone that we just named. And the Lord be gracious unto everybody that we just named. We ask you, Father, that you please lift up your confidence upon all those that we named. And please give them peace, Father. In the name of your only begotten Son, our King, our Lord, Yahweh Shai, we ask all these things, Father, to give you and your Son all the praise, all the glory, knowing that all power, all wisdom, all understanding, all strength, all healing, all everything is of you, Father. So we ask that you continue to give more continued grace and more continued mercy to everybody that was just named, that you might recover, help them to recover, again, and endure some of the things they're going through, that they might now be able to hear and believe and listen to your word even that much more. Again, in Yahweh Shai's name, we do pray. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we do ask again that you please add again, everybody that we just mentioned to your prayer list, to your prayer request, that everybody might be able to recover from the things that they're going through. All right? So, with that, brothers and sisters, that's pretty much my introduction that I do every... Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention Blog Talk. Brothers and sisters, I hope that transition right there didn't come across like too churchy, like they do at church, that the pastor or the reverend will go ahead and get everybody on an emotional roller coaster. At least I didn't have like no organ music or guitar or drum music playing in the background. Get everybody emotional and then pass around the offering plates. I hope it'll come across that way. But for ISBHBK Bible Talk Podcast, we do our show, brothers and sisters, every Monday through Thursday. All right? We do our show every Monday through Thursday, starting at 10 a.m., going to about 12 noon, Central Standard Time, Monday through Thursday, right here at for our Blog Talk Podcast. If you'd like to call in live through your phone, you can call in at area code 646-668-2568, area code 646-668-2568. 6-8 to listen, to call in and listen live again Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Central Standard Time, or you can catch any one of our shows on some of your favorite podcast markets, including iHeartRadio Podcast, Apple iTunes Podcast, Google Podcast, or Podcast Addict. If you miss any one of our shows, you can check out, again, Podcast Addict, iHeartRadio Podcast, iTunes Podcast, or Google Podcast. To check out any of the shows that you might have missed, just go there and type in ISBHPK Bible Talk, and our episodes will come up, the latest to the oldest, and you can keep abreast or catch up on any of the shows that you might have missed, again, through those forms of through those forms. You can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. Excuse me. Go to the search box, type in Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A. Type in the word Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A. And our entire library, going all the way back to February 28th, 2010, will come up, is available at your fingertips, where you can listen to shows from going all the way back, shows from Kaba Kab, shows from Karash, shows from Banabai, shows from Awar, shows from Shamshuan, shows from Brother Yasser Allah, going all the way back. The brother, even Guy Alaba, has got some shows on there. You can hear his voice. So we invite you to check out the library. And if there's anything that you might have missed, again, Podcast Addict, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio Podcast, Apple iTunes Podcast, and you can go back to our library and catch on any of the shows that we might have done as we're doing the teaching. And that's also to include Monday through Thursdays, 10 a.m. To 12 noon. But then, brothers and sisters, we also have the brother Bonabod, who does his podcast every Friday evening, Sabbath evening, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The brother Bonabod, 10 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on ISBHBK Bible Talk. Again, call in, tune in, and catch his show. We ask if you would like to help support our show. We're not going to turn in now any donations. The smallest donations do help and help keep us going. You can send a donation to specifically help the ISBHBK Bible Talk podcast at Cash App. Go to Cash App and put in my name, Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A. To have a direct donation going to the Bible Talk podcast. Or you can reach, you leave a donation on Google Wallet at Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A, 575 at gmail.com through Google Wallet. If you'd like to help us keep our show going here, our podcast going here on ISBHBK Bible Talk. Cool. All right, brothers and sisters. With that, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to take a musical intermission at this time as I make this transition. That if you would like to send a text out or a notification out to anybody, again, area code 646-668-2568 or www.blogtalkradio.com/Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A. Let everybody know that the show is definitely on live right now, and you'll be able to listen in and keep up. And when we come back after this intermission, we're going to continue part 21 of the Christ the Passover. We're going to finish part 21 of the Christ the Passover. Well, we've been doing this series going all the way back to April 5th, 2023, where we started breaking down the Passover, Christ being the Passover, and what it means. And yeah, brothers, we've gone deep. Right, that if you thought that Neo getting the red or the green pill, he got the whichever pill he took, and that rabbit hole went deep. Yeah, we've been going into this topic, brothers and sisters. We have gone into, we've been really combing through this topic with a fine tooth comb, and meditating and in studying and putting precepts together to really get an understanding about what it means for Christ to be the Passover, the mindset Christ had to go into, and some of the things and some of the emotions that he was facing leading up to the crucifixion, leading up to the Last Supper, and that for the what the world calls the communion, of the breaking of the bread representing his body, and the drinking of the wine representing his blood, that the Last Supper was actually Christ honoring the high holy day Israelite celebration of Passover. It was actually commemorating the high holy day of Passover, when the Most High had delivered the Israelites from the captivity and the oppression and the rigors of slavery under the ancient Egyptians. And on that night, the Passover night, that for all the Israelites that had the blood of the lambs on the doorposts of their doors, that the Lord literally, the death angel, passed over the houses of the Israelites and slew all the firstborn of the Egyptians, of man and beast. That's what the Last Supper was actually representing. They were commemorating was how the Lord had delivered the Israelites from that captivity, the very first captivity that we were ever in, a very rigorous, arduous captivity that we're in, that we were delivered from, where the Most High used Moses, and we actually walked through the Red Sea. So they were actually honoring that celebration. They were commemorating that high holy day. That's why they had the unleavened bread. That's why they was drinking the wine and having that dinner with the lamb and the bitter herbs, what have you. That was the Passover dinner that they were actually honoring. And that as Christ took the bread and break it to represent his body, that Christ did not want, Christ did not willingly go through the crucifixion. That understanding that he was going to be betrayed, had been betrayed, his trust being violated, and then from going through the scriptures that we've been going through, knowing that the prophecies of what he was going to have to endure, he himself, as being the chosen of God, being the anointed of God, being Jesus the Christ, of the being rejected, being put to death, the tortures, the disrespect, the death, the very painful death, embarrassing death, disrespectful death that he was going to go through without complaining, without lifting up his voice one time, and being completely innocent. Being completely innocent, but understanding that he had to set that example for the nation of Israel in order for us to work on getting salvation here in these last days, to work on us getting salvation and being humbled the way he was humbled, and that if we're following Christ, following him, that as often as we eat the Passover, as often as we eat the unleavened bread and we drink the wine, we should be remembering what he did and the sacrifice that he gave, that we should be able to follow him, that he laid the path, that as he said in St. John chapter 14, verse 6, no man cometh to the Father but by me. So we've been going over this series with the help of, as y'all know, the Brother Gabar Kawar. We've been going through this since April 5th and bringing it forward, and we're now at part 21, series part 21. And I'm going to try and keep it to where we're not going down any more rabbit holes, and we're going to go ahead, bring this series to a conclusion. In my notes, we're already at page number 77 in my notes. So let me take this music intermission, and then when we come back, let's continue with part 21 of the Christ the Passover. All right? So as y'all know, it's time for us to get back to life, back to what? Back to reality. All right? I'll be right back right after this intermission. We'll be right back.
All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today. All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today.
All right, all right, all right, all right. My apologies, brothers and sisters. My apologies, my apologies, my apologies. The brother Gabar Kawa called on. He's on the line right now. But my phone just totally just did a whole restart, and it took a little time to get it back. So I was not planning on having a 15-minute intermission, musical intermission, of Back to Life, back to back like that. But I had to do that because my phone literally restarted by itself. So here we are again. Everybody, we're joined by the brother Gabar Kawa. Shalom, Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shabbatah.
Shalom, sir. Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shabbatah. And I want to say Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shabbatah thumb to call Yashala and Tawa Balakwa also, which is good morning, all Israel and our listeners.
Cool. All right, with that, brothers and sisters. We had a class Friday night, this past Friday night, with the brother Barnabas. He was going over another perspective or aspect of baptism. And then before on Thursday, we was going over part 20 of the Christ the Passover. And we was going over, we was focusing more on getting to the part of the series where how does a person make themselves worthy of the Most High, and some of the things that if we really are going to be followers of Christ, if we really are going to be followers and being Christ's disciples, he was outlining, he was going through and outlining, highlighting some of the things that the followers of Christ are going to be required to go through, all right, in order for us to make ourselves worthy. And understanding how Christ had to make himself worthy of the Most High, that we had to make ourselves worthy, that there's things that we're going to be faced with. There's going to be temptations that we're going to be faced with, as far as temptations from family, temptations from our own emotions, temptations from our own bucket list of goals and things that we want to accomplish, that those things are going to have to be offered as a sacrifice, that those things are that one thing that's required with the Most High. For every sacrifice that he outlined to us under the hand of Moses, that every sacrifice or every offering had to be offered with salt. That every offering and sacrifice that we offer to the Most High, there had to be salt offered with it. And that Christ came back and told us that we are the salt. And that if we understand putting the precepts of the New Testament with the Old Testament, that what that salt of the Old Testament represents is that we have to become that sacrifice. All right. And some of the things that we had to go through in being rejected by family members, family friends, postponing or even denying a lot of things that we want to accomplish or do within our own lives, that does become a sacrifice. And then having to face and deal with our family, having to face and deal with the things that we had to sacrifice, that's what brings the flavor out of us. That's what makes us acceptable to the Most High. In the same way salt enhances meat, that is those sacrifices, that cross that we got to bear, that makes us acceptable in the eyes of the Father, that we're actually facing and we're going through the things that we go through, that we deny our own emotions, we deny our own upbringing and traditions that we were brought up in, and at the risk of being rejected, at the risk of being mocked and ridiculed, because we're sticking to the scripture and we're sticking to the word of the Most High and following Christ and following the Most High, that the humiliation that we're going to face, the grief we're going to face, the great tribulation that we're going to face, that all that is a part of us offering our salt with the sacrifice, offering our salt, that's what's giving us flavor for everything we're going through. And again, this is part 21, brothers and sisters, so I can't recap everything. But that's what was going on Thursday, this past Thursday. Now here it is Monday, and we're going to continue on with this series here. And I'm asking Brother Gabar Kawa, if we could please go to Matthew chapter 22, we're going to read verses 1 through 14. Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14.
Matthew chapter 22, starting at verse 1. Reads, "And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways.
What verse is that?
That was Matthew chapter 22 and verse 9.
Let's read verse 8 one more time.
Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy.
So we know this is a parable, and there's going to be a lot to this parable, or this metaphor, the comparison that Christ is talking about. But what we're concerned with, I want to bring out at this particular time, is that for everybody that was bidden to this wedding, and we know that this is symbolic talking about the return of who the world calls Jesus Christ to redeem and save the nation of Israel. That going with Revelation chapter 21 and 22, the wedding of the nation of Israel being married now to Christ, that we're going to be joined to Christ, married to Christ, that it says now the bridegroom is ready, that the bride is ready, that now we're being cleaned up, and that we're going to be arrayed in white, we're going to be pure, we're going to be clean and virgins, and only follow Christ. That we're in that cleaning up process now. But there's a lot of people that, as the teaching has been going on, the preparation for the marriage of Israel to the Most High, Israel to Christ, that when you see, and we see all the brothers and sisters, all the families teach, especially if we have YouTube or a lot of social media platforms, as many evangelists as we see out on the streets teaching, exhorting the word, putting out the repent. We have to come back and keep the laws of the Most High. We have to, the Most High is coming back, that Christ is coming back. We have to keep the law. The laws are not done away with. We have to clean ourselves up. We got to clean our minds up. We got to clean our spirits up. For as much teaching as we see going on, and if for as many teachers that we don't see on YouTube, as many brothers and out there in the highways and byways, and they're not on any social media platform, but I just try and get the word of the Most High out, trying to get the word of God out, with the understanding that we are the Israelites, and that whom the world calls Jesus Christ or Yahweh Shai, he's about to make his return. As we see all the immoral practices that are happening within the world, all the unethical things that are happening in the world, that all these are tests for Israelites. All these are tests for the believers. But it says that many of those that were bidden to come to this wedding, when they were first invited, go ahead, so you can say it.
Well, finishing again, we're not worthy, and you were going there. So Salakia, sorry, I kind of jumped ahead.
Stop apologizing. it says that, you know, from verse 2, it says that the king sent forth his son, to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And we can see as Israelites coming into this knowledge, coming to this truth, that as we try and share this knowledge, this wisdom, understanding with our own family members, people that we love, people that we care about, how they reject it, that you can show them black and white what the scripture says, and we're still met with things like, well, I got to pray on it. I got to see what my pastor says. I'm going to dream on it. Or to read it in black and white, and it just doesn't matter. And it doesn't mean nothing to them, that because they're so fixed on their own life, their own goals, their own whatever, that not to even read the scriptures and see what the Bible's saying, it has no effect on them. They really could give two shakes of a dog's tail. They're just not there. They continue in their life and their feelings and their emotions and their mode of survival. They're just stuck there. And no matter how wise or eloquent or how passionate somebody might try and come with the scriptures, trying to show somebody the right way, the Most High's way, a lot of our people, the Israelites that Christ is coming to save, just reject it. I'm not dealing with that. I'm not going to put away my favorite food. I ain't going to put away my favorite activity. I'm not going to stop doing what I see everybody else doing. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to keep living my life. I'm not changing for nobody. I'm extremely stubborn. I'm extremely haughty. I'm extremely arrogant. I'm extremely envious and covetous. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to do that. As more and more of the Bible keeps getting read, more and more of the scriptures keep getting read, and there's just this wall that gets hit. That no, I'm not doing that. And it can lead to some very angry, heated arguments and conversations between people, trying to show people this really is the Word of God. This really is what the Bible says. This is what's going on, and it's just a flat out just rejection. It's a flat out just denial. This is what Christ is describing here in this parable, and how the Son was put to death, and that goes back to Christ being put to death on the cross. That it was Israelites, Jews, that was campaigning for Christ to be put to death. The mockery. And we went through just the series. We've covered that. I'm not going to go back over that again. But it really was our people who did it. It really was our people who prompted and pushed and coerced Pilate to go ahead and actually crucify Christ. In this really false, fake, hypocritical, pseudo-humble that, no, we can't kill somebody because it's the high holy day of the Passover, so we can't do it, but you can. Yeah, and as much as we're going to blackmail, that there's a blackmailing of Pontius Pilate, just the threat of riots and everything, the threat of going to Caesar, you know, the emperor of the whole Roman Empire, and saying that, yeah, this guy is saying that this guy kept this dude, Jesus Christ, alive, calls himself a king, and he supports him. When aren't you supposed to be the emperor? You know, at risk of we will rat you out. We will go and set the story up that Caesar will come out and destroy you and take away your position if you don't put this man to death. That was our people. That was our people who did that. Jews, the Israelites. That was our people who did that. It was our people that struck Christ, that was spitting in his face, that beat him down. That was our people who did that. So in this parable, we're seeing the same thing. And then the servants, the ones following Christ, the disciples, coming and teaching and exhorting and trying to give people the scriptures again, that this is the way we got to go. That all the traditions, the customs, the religions that we follow, that's the wrong way. The lifestyles that we follow is the wrong ones. We got to return back to being to our culture, Hebrew Israelites. We got to return back to who we are, Hebrew Israelites, and to look into our Lord and Savior, Yahweh Shai, by doing right by him. But many of our people ain't trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm going to do what I feel is right. And if the kingdom of God comes, then my kingdom and my paradise, and what I'm trying to set up here on earth, for me and mine right now, then that's not going to come to pass. And who wants that to happen? I work too hard not to have the things that I have. I work too hard, and my parents work too hard to give me the things I ask. So I'm not going to disrespect my parents and disrespect what all they've been through. And now I'm going to go ahead and now follow the Bible. And I'm now going to follow the Bible as a Hebrew Israelite and do what the scripture says. No, I'm not going to risk my relationship with my mom, with my dad. I'm not going to risk my relationship with my sons, my wives, and my children. And I'm not going to risk my own life. What if that Bible's wrong? What if what you're saying is wrong? I'm not going to live that way. So this is all that Christ is describing, some of the intricacies, the way he's describing in this parable. And then in what we read in verse 8, where it says, then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. And again, this is what we're dealing with, and understand that Christ is the Passover. That Christ was showing, he said, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup unworthily, drinking to himself damnation. That when being faced with choosing the choice of following Christ's example or the choice of not following Christ's example, that we make ourselves unworthy. And we have many believers that say they believe in Christ, say they believe in Yahweh Shai, but when really being faced with the thoughts and opinions and ways of the world, the thoughts, opinions, and ways of their parents, the thoughts, opinions, and ways of their nuclear family, their wife, their kids, or the persuasion of their own life, are not willing to put that up for a sacrifice. I'm not willing to risk that. And it's in that decision that we make ourselves unworthy. We still could be Israelites, but we make ourselves unworthy of being followers of Christ. That is the simple truth. That is the simple truth. We're still Israelites. We that's still our nationality. But as far as now achieving and getting to some of those places where we can be great within our nation, we can be pillars within our nation, we take ourselves out of that race. We take ourselves completely out of that race because I'm not willing to sacrifice those things. I'm just not going to do it. So, again, and in following the example of what Christ laid down, and in following the example of what the disciples laid down, I'm just not going to do that. And we don't understand a lot of times that it's in those decisions of panic, of desperation, that we're losing out, all right, that we don't make the right choices for what the Most High and Christ call right. So continuing on with Matthew chapter 22 and verse 9.
Matthew chapter 22 and verse 9 reads, go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. 10. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests.
And I like this here. We know it's a parable, but it says that it's going to be filled with bad and good. When we consider and look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we're not going to go there. It tells us that Christ chose the Most High chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He chose the base things of the world to confound the mighty. That the Most High calls the nobodies, that people that you wouldn't suspect, people that would not be considered to be great, they have not made a name for themselves, that in the eyes of the world, a bunch of nobodies. Just a bunch of nobodies. Even within the world of Israel, a bunch of nobodies of who would be considered bad. We can even look back where Paul was called to be a disciple. Well, before Paul's name was Paul, he was Saul. Saul actually murdered those that was following Christ. He was that bounty hunter. That if anybody called himself a Christian, he came for you and you was delivered to prison and put to death. And the Most High was able to use him. That many Jews, many Israelites was like, nah, not him. But that's the Most High chose because he was willing. But for the ones that had been given plenty of time, to get these scriptures, to get things together, to get things organized, who refused to. Not realizing the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The 5 wise were preparing for the coming of the of Christ. The 5 foolish was just, no, we live in our lives. We're going to live lives to the fullest. It's about everything we can achieve here in this and not really preparing for the next kingdom and going through the things that make ourselves worthy of Christ, make ourselves worthy of the Most High. A lack of importance and things that are important to Christ, but every emphasis on what's important to me, what's important to what I'm putting together, what's important to how my family feels, that becomes the priority. And what is priority in the eyes of the Most High Christ gets shunned. It really does get pushed to the backside. So if you read that verse again,
Matthew chapter 22 and verse 10 reads, so those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good.
And that's why you see, and brothers, this is why we see so many people, particularly on YouTube, on different social media platforms, going out to and street teaching. It might just be two brothers. They got a mic, or they might just have a camera. For those that post the videos, and they're out there trying to put the word of the Most High out there. We are the Israelites. Christ is black. We need to stop doing the Christmas, the Easter, Thanksgiving, and birthdays. We need to stop doing the foods that we're eating. That we are the Hebrew Israelites, and we have to come back to the Most High. That's why you see this taking place and spreading across the world the way it is. Reading on.
God, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
And again, brothers and sisters, as you hear it being said a lot on the podcast here, that we're supposed to be rehearsing the righteous acts. We're supposed to be putting the righteous acts into practice and rehearsing what the Most High calls righteous. If it's submitting, we're supposed to be practicing that. And then that become a part of who we are. If it's submitting to higher authority, if it's submitting to the will of God, I'm going to say it like that. If it's taking low, being meek, being humble, if it's esteeming others better than yourself, being considerate of others more than you just think about what you're going through and what you feel, that these are things that we're supposed to be adding to ourselves. And that as we push a lot here on the podcast, remember, brothers and sisters, when we leave America, when Christ comes and we leave America, we're not going straight to the kingdom of heaven. We're going to the wilderness. That Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 9, there's nothing new under the sun, and God requires that which is past. That the same when we came out of the first Egypt, ancient Egypt, and we came into the wilderness, and the rebels were purged out from among us in that wilderness before we came into the promised land. But the Egyptian empire was destroyed. It was done. This modern Egyptian empire is going to be destroyed. It's going to be done. And we're going to be delivered, and a third of us are going to be delivered out of here, but we still have to go to the wilderness. I guess we're going to get that. I'm talking about it so much, and I'm getting such a mental visual picture. We're going to the book of Ezekiel.
God. Ezekiel
chapter 20, and we're going to start at verse 32.
God.
So as like in the parable, we have the servants going out teaching, repent, Get right. We got to submit to the will of the Most High. Let it stop being about you. As we come into the knowledge and we start to accept that we're the Israelites, all right, cool. Now it's time for you to make sure you esteem others better than yourself. If there's going to be any consolation, if there's going to be any bowels of mercies, if there's going to be any love, then put you on the mind of Christ and esteem others better than yourself. Don't seek after your wealth, but seek after another's. How can you help in the same way Christ did? How can you forgive if your brother smites you on the one cheek, turn to him the other? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the children of the Most High. Blessed are ye when men shall reject you for my name's sake. For so did they the prophets in the days of old. The whole Matthew, the fifth chapter, and we covered that in a series also, the Beatitudes, right here on blogtalkradio.com. We extensively went to that series showing, going through the Beatitudes, Matthew, the fifth chapter, about what type of things, if you want to get blessed by God, what kind of things are we going to have to endure? Like what Christ did. What is it that we're going to have to experience like Christ did? We're going to go through these things. But many Israelites, like days are old, I ain't trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear that. It's mine, and I want it now. And I'm not going to be inconvenienced. I'm not going to be moved out of my comfort zone. I'm not going to be afflicted. Do you know who the hell I am? I'm not going through that. And it's that very mentality that's going to have us rejected by God. It's going to be that very mentality that in the choices we make, where we make ourselves now ineligible for being one of the elect of God. So we still got to go to the wilderness. So we're in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 32.
Todd, Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 32 reads, "And that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all that ye say. We will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries that serve wood and stone."
So he says, and that which cometh to our mind is not going to be at all. That, again, and brothers and sisters, we keep repeating it. We keep banging on this drum beat. Christ told us in Matthew chapter 24 that as in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. They're going to be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and then the flood came. When we go back and look at what was going on with Noah, Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, every imagination of the heart of man was only evil continually, only wicked continually. That everybody was only doing their own, what came to their mind or what they felt is right, what they felt is good, and not going by what God says is right or what God says is good. That the Lord God had to bring the flood. He had to destroy everybody on the earth, every beast on the earth except for those that were on the ark and the eight humans that were on the ark. He had to wipe out all the rest because everybody was really stuck into this. I'm stuck on stupid. I'm stuck on me. I'm stuck on how I feel and how my parents feel and how my family feels. I'm stuck on that, and I'm not stuck on God. I'm stuck and I'm stubborn and arrogant and prideful in what I feel is right. What I see is enough. That was the mindset of the whole world at one time. And we can see that same mentality is spreading like cancer in the world today. Do what you like. Have it your way. I'm loving it. You only live once. Live life to its fullest. I want to get everything out of this life that I possibly can. I'm living drama free. So if I got to take drugs, smoke cigarettes, binge watch TV, watch porn, if I got to, I'm going to be so narcissistic,
I'm just going to stay in the gym just working on my body so people can look at me and admire me. I'm going to make everything about me, or what makes me feel good. I've dealt with so much in my life. I'm at a point now I got to do for me. I'm going to do for me because all that I've had to suffer and all that I've had to go through, I'm going to live my best life of what I come up with. That's the mentality that's so rapid in the world today, and it's growing. That thought mentality is growing and growing and growing and growing. So here in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 32, and that was coming to your mind, your heart, your thoughts, in which you say, we're going to be as the heathen. I want if everybody else in the world is doing it, how can I? If everybody else in the world said it's cool, then it's going to be cool for me to do it also. I want to be like everybody else. I want my idea of justice. I want my idea of equity. I want my idea of what I feel is human rights, what I feel is allowable. And then look among our people here in America, African Americans. How much are we screaming about Black Lives Matter? How much are we screaming about equality? As we see the continued murders and executions of police against our people. And we're getting mad that there's no justice. We're getting mad that there's no legislation. We're getting mad that there's no retribution. We're getting mad that there's no reparations. We're getting mad that there's no justice. And these things continue. These incidences continue. And where our anger is coming from, why are we not being accepted as Americans? That we're supposed to be granted constitutional rights. And why are we still suffering and not being able to share in equality? I've gone to school. I've got my degrees. I've started a business. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been in the military. I've done all these things. And why are we still not being treated fair? Why is my humanity not being recognized? Why are we still being stopped while driving black? Why is at the southern border of America, there's such a this thing going on about the migrant, the minority immigrants coming in? You don't see nobody bitching, complaining about all the Ukrainian people coming in. There's no bitching and complaining about Ukrainian people coming in and taking our jobs. Poor Russian people coming in and taking our jobs. There's none of that, but the focus is on all these minorities coming into the southern border and they're taking the jobs and they're taking the welfare and they're having to be supported and they're ruining America. Okay. And then they get here and now our people are finding out what? You might should have stayed home. Because you're looking here for equality. There is none. There is no equality here. But the thought process that, no, I'm going to be as the heathen. And if everybody else is doing it, what's wrong with it? That we're supposed to be accepted. I want to build me a house. I want to give me some land here in America and just stay to myself. And just do me. Brothers and sisters, if we took a look at how many black freedom towns were established during the Civil War and after the Civil War, where it was black freedom towns ran by black people, operated by black, governed by black people, from that had post offices, that had sheriffs, that had mayors, and had farmland that was producing their own crops, producing their own business, and they got destroyed. Many man-made lakes in America, the reason they're man-made lakes is because they're actually they actually drowned a lot of black freedom towns that in their heyday, they were prosperous.
that the black business dollar rotated around in the black community, that's all it did. Having black schools, having black universities, black mayors, black sheriffs, black bankers. We've done this already, and it didn't work. So that was coming to our mind should not be at all. If you can read that verse again for me, I'll tell everybody where you're at.
Son, we're in Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 32, which reads, "And that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all that ye say, we will be as the heathen."
We're going to be like the heathen. We're going to be like the heathen. We're going to enjoy everything that white folks enjoy. We're going to enjoy everything that the heathen enjoy, from how they celebrate to how they eat to just how they live, how they run their businesses. We're going to be like them. And we're going to serve the things they serve. They serve wood and stone, then cool. And money comes from trees, then you know what? Then you know what? We're going to do the same thing. We're going to celebrate and honor what they honor. Because look at how happy and how they're living in this world. But the Most High already told us in Ezekiel 32, that was similar to your mind shall not be at all. Go ahead and read it again, bro. Go ahead.
Con, and that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all that ye say, we will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone.
And we get mad when we're not accepted in the same neighborhoods. We get mad and we fight so hard to rub elbows with the heathen, with the white folks. We got to make sure we're living now in the gated communities. We're living in the upper class neighborhoods to make sure that, you know, I'm not living like y'all. I'm living like them. So I got to be looked at as I'm better. I got to be looked at as I'm above. I got to be recognized for how my business went. I got to be recognized for how wise I am, how great I am. I got to be recognized for now how many degrees me and my kids get. That's got to be recognized because we're like the heathen. None of this stuff that we focus on is going to be used in the book. Well, keep reading.
Con, Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 33 reads, "As I live, saith the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched."
Shalom, 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 shalom.
Shalom, shalom. I don't know what happened, but. It dropped. So we were at Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 33.
Okay.
As I live, saith the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you.
How many times does a parent got to hold the belt in their hand? That the child's being stubborn. The child is stuck on stubbornness. They're not going to listen to reason. They're not going to listen to. They ain't going to listen to anything. That it does take a threat, and you got to raise your hand like you're about to hit this child, and you're about to spank this child. This is the picture that Most High is painting right now for us Israelites, that we can be stubborn and rebellious and stuck in our way. And again, as parents, we've been there where either you're going to do this or this is going to happen. You can sit there and not eat that food. That will be your breakfast. That will be your breakfast in the morning. That's going to be your lunch tomorrow. You're going to eat this food. And going through that enough times to finally get to the point where's the belt? And we might have to carry the belt around our neck for easy access. Just for that threat of, if you don't do what I say, you're going to suffer some severe consequences. This is what the Most High is telling us as Israelites here, right here. We can be stubborn like we want to, but as I live, saith the Lord. Read that verse again.
Con, Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 33. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you?
How many times as a parent, you get that belt stretched out and you're pissed? Your hand is stretched out above your head, ready to bring that belt down. Ready to bring that smack down because of this child's stubbornness. That all the talking, all the previous consequences did not change this child's mind in being rebellious and being stubborn, being stuck in their own way. Then now if we continue, you're going to force me to have to whoop you. This was the Most High, again, the Most High, a black man, the Most High, a black God, who made black people, us. In that anger and that rage and that emotion, this is where he's coming from. This ain't that white man with a bouquet of flowers, sniffing a rose, got a daisy in his hair, looking like he's high on some mushrooms, looking like a hippie. This ain't that guy. Reading on.
Con, Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 34 reads, "And I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered."
Is everybody hearing the terminology, the phraseology that's being used? You slap your hands together, the backhand and to the right hand.
Right.
Oh, hey, real talk. Hey, check this out. That thing that comes to your mind where you think you're going to be like everybody else, that's not going to happen. Trust and believe that's not going to happen. I will bring you out of the countries. I will bring you where you've been scared. I'm going to do this. Say I won't.
Try me.
Try me. Read that last verse again. What are you gonna say? What are you gonna say?
No. Just that's exactly it's in the context of a parent, the Heavenly Father, with the belt, saying, if you think for one moment that shit that you doing is gonna last and you ain't gonna get your ass whooped, think again.
You got another thought coming.
Con.
What verse are we in?
We are in Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 34, where it says, "And I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered."
So I'm gonna bring you out from where you've been scattered and from the countries. Brother, what's being described right here is Armageddon. This is Armageddon being described right here. For everywhere y'all been scattered, I'm going to get y'all. I'm going to save y'all from those countries and those places that we've been scattered to. The main spot being right here in America, being saved from this place. But reading on, go ahead.
"Wherein ye are scattered with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people."
So we're going to be saved from where we've been scattered. We're going to be saved from where we've been scattered, but then, that's what I'm saying, listen up, but then we're going to the wilderness. Go ahead.
Con, Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 35 reads, "And I will bring you into the wilderness, and there will I plead with you face to face."
When a parent, how many times as a parent, you put both your hands on your knees so you can get eye level with your child?
Bringing them whoopings to memory up close, like it was just yesterday. Where that point was being put across, eye to eye.
I'm coming out to your level. This is eye to eye. The parent is looking into your soul, and you are seeing nothing but a sea of glass.
It is about to be on. You know, where you can actually feel. You could feel the fury, as the scripture says, the fury in your parents' eyes. You know.
Yes.
Let the whoopings begin. Yeah.
Tell me, this ain't what the Most High is describing right here. I'm going to plead with you face to how many times, when me and you came up. We was allowed to catch an ass whooping in a public store, in church, at school. It didn't matter with our parents. But us dealing with our children, because, you know, you're abusing a child abuse, and all this type of shit, we took a child to the bathroom.
Right.
Or how many have heard this saying? Wait till we get home.
God.
Because at home, we can close these doors. We can close these windows. We're going to lock these doors. And I'm about to wear you the hell out. Or, again, my children at that time, they want to act up while we was in public. And it was... Do we need to go to the bathroom? Because to go to the a public bathroom, we're going to go to the big handicap stall. where there's room for me to take off my belt.
Yeah, get that stretched forth arm.
Yes. Where there's no cameras. So when me and that child walk out the bathroom, oh, they heard a child get his ass whooped. They're like, what happened? I don't know. He was going through something. I was in, you know, trying to help him, make sure everything's okay. The Most High is going to bring us to the wilderness, away from everybody, and plead with us face to face. I wish you would. Please act like I'm not about to knock you out right now. Please act like that what you're doing, you think what you're doing is acceptable. And as we're looking him right in the eye. Reading on.
Con, Ezekiel chapter 20. And verse 36 reads, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, saith the Lord God.
What happened in when we came out of Egypt? That's when we had to face that 40 years in the wilderness. And for everybody that was rebellious, everybody who didn't want to submit to how God wanted things done, and we heard the voice of God. We literally heard the voice of God. We heard it. And we were still rebellious, even after being delivered out of ancient Egypt. Even after being delivered by the miracles that Most High caused to show his power in delivering, turning the all the water into blood, the flies, the locusts, the lice, the frogs, everything he did. The 3 days of darkness, the Passover, even after all that, leading us with a pillar of a cloud by day and a pillar of a fire by night, leading us with all that, we still were stuck on stupid. hearing his voice at Mount Sinai, where he came down and he touched Mount Sinai. We still were stuck on stupid, stuck on our own stubbornness. Reading on?
God. Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 37 reads, "And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant."
Pass under the rod, that's that discipline. We're going to pass under the rod, and we're going to come into this covenant. We're going to keep, we're going to keep this word. We're going to keep this contract. Go ahead.
Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 38, "And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me."
So what's the purpose of what's going to the wilderness going to be about?
Getting correction, whoopings.
And what verse are we in?
We are in Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 38.
So being brought out of the countries when we've been scattered with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, going to plead with us face to face, that the way, whatever it is we're putting together in our own minds, it's not going to be that way. For the purpose of, I'm sorry, what verse did you say?
Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 38.
Read it again.
Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 38 reads, "And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me."
Go ahead.
"I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord."
That is frightening. That a person can be saved from the destruction of Armageddon, get to the wilderness, and because you're still stuck into your own head, your own mind, and you've not been rehearsing the submission to what the Most High wants, but you've been going about to establish your own righteousness, that you made it to the wedding. You get saved out of America, and from the, like the parable we're reading about in Matthew chapter 22, that you get there, but your garment is filthy. Your garment is dirty. You ain't been rehearsing what the Most High wants at all. So now we got to get to the wilderness. You get saved from the destruction of America, which is a wonderful thing, a great thing, which is a blessing. But because you have not been practicing God's righteousness, been going about establishing your own righteousness and not making yourself worthy of the Most High, even though you call yourself an Israelite, that now your garment is still filthy. Your mind is still filthy. You still think about how you feel and what you feel and what you think and what your expectation is of what you think the kingdom of heaven is supposed to be about. And your expectation and what you put together in your own mind about how you feel things should be. Now that Yahweh Shai, now that Jesus Christ is now here, you can now do what the hell you want to do, the way you want to do it. And everybody else is going to submit to your stubbornness. Your garment is not being cleaned. Yeah, you know you're Israelite, but your garment is not being cleaned. You put on a wedding garment, but it's not clean. You put on the identity, I'm an Israelite. But your mind is not clean. It's like when you travel states. Say you get a driver's license here in Texas, and then you move to New Hampshire. Well, when you get to New Hampshire, don't you have to get a new driver's license? Yeah. So you get a new driver's license, but you still have the same mentality. Just because you got a new driver's license doesn't mean you've changed your mentality. So a lot of us have gone from now calling ourselves Americans or whatever religion we were raised up in. Cool, I'm not doing that no more. But I'm and now I call myself by my true identity. But I'm still got the same mindset. I haven't changed my mindset. We're still filthy. We're still dirty. That's what Christ was describing in Matthew chapter 22, verse 11 down. Can we go back there real quick?
Con. So Matthew 22
and verse 11 down, yeah.
11 down, Con. Con. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 11 reads, "And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen."
True enough. True enough. Let's get Romans chapter 8, verse 18.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 18. Romans chapter 8 and verse 18 reads, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us."
I can't get it no more clearer. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed within us. If a person is just hell-bent on they're not going to suffer, they're not going to be inconvenienced, that they're going to place, as Christ said, the love of father, mother, sister, wife, brethren, children, yeah, their own life also, that's going to take priority, and that I'm not going to be inconvenienced. I'm not going to risk any of that. That their opinions and what they're thinking, it matters much more than my priority for what Christ requires of me to be that salt, to be that sacrifice. That's the cross I got to bear. Cool. We're not making ourselves worthy, but it says to go through that suffering. Now, in this present time, that the suffering that is going to be endured now is have nothing. It's going to be, you can't compare it to the glory that's going to be revealed in us when Christ does actually come. From there, let's get Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
Con.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1 reads, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called."
Understand, look what Paul is saying. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the job wherewith ye are called." Of what the Most High wants for what we call for. That we walk worthy. That we look at the example of Christ and that we follow Christ, who is supposed to be our shepherd, our king, our leader, our example, our ensample, that we follow him. And not get caught up with the heathen and the ways of the people around us. From there, let's get Colossians chapter 1 verse 10.
Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10 reads, "That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of the Most High."
Are we making ourselves worthy? It's not fair, and that's where a lot of people always want to scream and say, it ain't fair. So is it fair that Christ was innocent and had to suffer and make himself worthy, but now you can just live your life and how you feel, and you don't want to make nobody else around you uncomfortable? That it's about they, as long as they feel good, Christ and Most High are going to just have to understand. That's fair? 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. I'm sorry, 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5.
2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5 reads.
Start with verse 1. And I need to read kind of fast.
God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and 1 reads, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians in God, our Father, and the Lord, Yahushua. Grace unto you and peace from the Most High, our Father, and the Lord of Jesus Christ. As we are bound to thank the Most High always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of the Most High for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure.
Are the faith and persecutions and tribulations that are endured. Go ahead.
Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of the Most High, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of the Most High, for which ye also suffer.
That going through the persecution and the afflictions, for the Most High's sake, for Christ's sake, because we're following what the actual scripture says. Being slandered, talked about, lied upon. And not because we already did some evil, wicked shit, and now that's the Most High just paying us back for what we've done. But we're actually doing the right by the Most High. We can be counted worthy of the kingdom of the Most High, for which we are also suffering. Reading on.
God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 6 reads, seeing it is a righteous thing with the Most High to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, as to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Yahushua shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not the Most High and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Yahushua, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Most High and from the glory of his power, to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day.
Go ahead.
Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our power would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power.
Cool. Then a couple more. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. We're almost done. If I can get 5 more minutes.
God. Philippians chapter 1, starting at verse 27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Yahushua. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of the Most High. For unto you it is given in behalf of Christ, in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me.
All right. Let's jump to, this is going to be it. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, 31 through 39.
Con. Romans chapter 8. And what was the verse again?
31 through 39.
So Romans chapter 8 and verse 31 reads, what shall we then say to these things? if the Most High be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of the Most High's elect? It is the Most High that justifies. Who is?
It's not a man justifying himself.
God.
It's not a man justifying himself that this is why I'm so great, and look at how great I am, and this is why. No, it's not about a man justifying himself. It's about the Most High justifying. And that justification is going to come when Christ gets here. Not before then. Leading on.
God, Romans chapter 8 and verse 34 reads, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yeah, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of the Most High, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of the Most High, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Cool. We have now come to the end of our 21-part series, The Christ, the Passover. I'm going to end it with that. I am going to go ahead and end it with that. Brother Gabar, any insights, anything that you like to anything that stood out that you like to bring out to the people?
Just that if you're in the frame of mind that Christ was the only one that was going to have to suffer and go through much tribulation in order to enter into the kingdom of the Most High or to sit at the right hand of the Most High, you are very mistaken. And we need to get into the frame of mind that it is going to cost. We are going to have to follow the example of Yahweh Shai in not just the blessings that he received and that he also suffered for, but that we also, if we are to live in his example, to expect to suffer and go through much tribulation in order to get to the kingdom of the Heavenly Father on that. So we definitely have to get into the frame of mind that it will be with much suffering that will actually make us worthy of the kingdom. And I'm gonna stop with that.
cool. Understood. All right, brothers and sisters, we are gonna end with that. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Again, this was ISBHBK Bible Talk podcast. We ask that you please tonight on YouTube on ISBHBK San Antonio, starting at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can watch the class there. You can watch the Monday night ISBHBK Houston. Also, starting at 10 p.m., you have either class that you can tune in and check out. And then check us out tomorrow right here at the same time. 10 a.m. Central Standard Time with Tazapot Tuesdays. Tazapot Tuesdays. All right, so with that, Brother Gabar Kawa, the water brother for partaking. I know that the time crunch of trying to fit everything in, the water. It is much appreciated. And again, brothers and sisters, have a great, outstanding day. Most I be with us. Stay strong. If this is going to be easy, why would we have to stay strong if it was going to be easy? Why would we have to exhort each other in that? Obviously, it's supposed to be difficult. It's going to be difficult. But hopefully this helped out. So with that, my name is Mashaba.
My name is Gabar Kawar.
And for ISBHBK Bible Talk, we would like to say shalom.
Shalom.
Hail Israel, Yahweh our power, Yahweh is one.